Welcome to the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast. Hello and welcome to this week's Martin Bailey Photography Podcast, which is episode 8. To start with today, I have a few things to mention before we get into some tips to improve your photography with real-world examples. Firstly, starting from next month, at the beginning of each month, I'm going to be giving away something that I will make known next week. For details, listen to the announcements at the end of this podcast. Also, I want to say a big thank you to Robert Rodriguez Jr. For his email in support of my views on not giving away your images from episode 7. Rob sent me an email which reads, "Just wanted to commend you on the excellent podcast concerning copyright and the business aspect of photography. As a professional musician and amateur photographer myself, I couldn't agree with you more on the importance of holding firm to one's beliefs about what your work is worth, especially when it's your livelihood. I think those who may take offense are those who have not invested their entire lives in pursuit of creative ambitions. Keep up the good work. Looking forward to more podcasts." Thanks very much, Rob, for your mail and your support. And thank you for the link to Paul Butte's website. The article on look in photography is very interesting. I'm going to put the link to the article and also a link to Rob's own website in the notes of this podcast. So, moving on to today's main topic. I love to make wide sweeping landscape shots and enjoy looking at those of others, but we can also make, and in fact maybe even more often than not, make more interesting and effective shots by getting in close. This is not really just with regards to landscapes, but today this is the area I'm going to talk about. When faced with a beautiful vista, the human eye has an amazing propensity to zoom in on certain areas, many areas of the scene in an instant. Due to this, even though we may also have lots of memories of certain areas, we tend to record the whole scene in memory. The areas that we zoom in on, initially subconsciously, are often those that capture our interest. It's up to the photographer to realize where those areas are and record them to film or digital memory, not just our mental memory. When photographing animals, I often try to get close up to their eyes as I find them beautiful, enchanting, mysterious sometimes, be it a bird, a mammal, insect. In the same way, when looking at a landscape, in addition to getting the obvious shot of the whole scene, the sweeping landscape, I try to find areas of the scene that would be interesting if isolated in the frame. This might also be appropriate if you don't have optimal weather or light conditions for the vista shot. It will also set your shots apart from what your average amateur photographer is doing. First, let's look at shot number 682 of the beautiful Hagoromo Falls in Hokkaido, the northernmost island of Japan. If you're listening on an iPod photo, you'll be able to see this first photo. If you're listening in iTunes, click the thumbnail in the bottom left-hand corner of the window, and you'll be able to view the photo much larger. To view the photo using the number, go to my website, which is martinbaileyphotography.com, and enter 682 in the small box under the podcast section on the top page. Or from the podcast section, jump to the podcast page and find episode 8 in the list and then click the first thumbnail. You'll see the falls in all their glory, with the two falls at the top flowing down to make the larger single waterfall at the bottom. Now, this shot in itself is nice, but the weather wasn't great, so there's a large patch of white sky that really detracts from the shot, if anything. So, having made this documentary-style shot at 20mm with a Canon EOS 20D, making an effective focal length 32mm, and allowing you to see the entire waterfall, I then switched from vertical composition to horizontal and recomposed the shot to include just the top two falls, zooming in a little to 53mm. This is an effective focal length of 85mm due to the crop factor. The next photo, 683, is the result. Now, as there is currently no software available for Windows to make an enhanced podcast, you will only see this first shot if you're listening on an iPod. If you are viewing in iTunes, though, you can click on the little arrow above the thumbnail now, and open the next photo. Also note that from version 6 of iTunes, which was released recently, you can open multiple image windows simultaneously. So you can see the first photo and this photo together to compare them. If you are looking on my website, the thumbnails will open in new windows anyway to allow you to do this. Anyway, once you can see the shot, I hope you'll agree that the second shot here, although not allowing you to see the overall splendor of the falls, does allow you to inspect more closely the foliage of the trees and see more detail in the flowing water and rock face, etc. I've also cropped out that white, uninteresting sky, allowing you to concentrate more on the interesting part of the Hagoromo Falls. I particularly like the details in the trees in the foreground. I've printed this out on A3 plus paper, and looking through a loop, the detail is just amazing. Of course, I was using a tripod too, as it was quite overcast. I closed the aperture down to f11 to get a deep depth of field and to allow me to get a shutter speed of 1/3 of a second at ISO 100, which is necessary to give the water that slight flowing effect. I took some slightly slower shots as well to see the effect that had on the water, but they became a little bit overdone. I find that the effect at 1/3 of a second was just right. I was also checking the histogram to ensure that none of the water became overexposed and blown out. Plus 1/3 of a stop of exposure compensation did start to blow this out, so the camera meter was doing a perfect job, which is not surprising really, as the center of the shot is neutral rock face and I was using the 20D center-weighted metering mode. So I hope that you agree that cropping out the center of this shot and showing you the part of the scene that I found most interesting was a success. Let's move on to another example. Take a look first at photo number 546, which is a mediocre sunset shot, including the steam from the Radford Power Station's cooling towers. This was taken during a visit to my brother's house in the UK in December 2004. I found the mix of man's destructive power and nature's beauty interesting, but then take a look at the next shot, which is number 545. This was made a few minutes earlier, just a few steps to the right from the position that I made the last shot. This shot was at 190mm, which is just over 300mm effective focal length on the 20D, compared to 22mm or 35mm on the 20D for the last shot. Both shots have interest, but I again hope you agree that the tighter crop picking out a certain area of interest makes for a more effective, dynamic and pleasing image. Finally, one last image from the same spot, made about 10 minutes later, just as the sun hits the horizon, which is number 547. Again, a tight crop, but what I wanted to briefly mention here is that as a predominantly nature photographer, I wondered for just a little while as to whether or not to include this big, ugly electrical pylon in the shot. As I peered through the lens at 400mm or 640mm on the 20D, considering my options, I found this composition with the sun's large disc next to the pylon, with the duck in the water, helping us to return to nature. Again, it helps to display the stark contrast between nature and man's ugly structures. Also, it reiterates my point from episode 3 about seeing shots. So to recap, the point of today's podcast is just get that little bit closer when shooting. It should help you to make your images more interesting and dynamic, if of course you don't do this already. As usual, it would be great if you'd drop me a line and let me know how you feel about this and my other podcasts. I continue to receive feedback each week and very, very much appreciate it. You can contact me by sending private mail or email me from my forum at martinbaileyphotography.com or by posting comments in the forum. This is really the preferred way, as it helps others to benefit from the communication. If you prefer to mail me directly and don't want to register in the forum, There's a contact form on the podcast page on my website too. Also this week, I noticed that this podcast is now included in the Yahoo podcast directory. So if you do like this show and you can rate it or write a review on Yahoo, which I'd really appreciate as it helps me to get this show further up in the ratings. I'll add a link to this podcast in the Yahoo directory and also just to the Yahoo directory itself to enable you to find it to the podcast notes. So moving on to the announcement that I mentioned at the start of this week's show. From next month, at the beginning of each month, I'm going to be giving away a prize. I'm not going to mention what it is just yet, but it will be worth around $160 US or 85 UK pounds. This will be open only to forum members that are actively posting and participating. So to win, you'll have to be a member. Go to martinbaileyphotography.com. Hit the register button at the top of the page and then just start posting. Registration doesn't cost anything at all. Of course, if you are already a member, just log in and continue posting. Now, the timing of this may not be so good as I'm actually going to be away on business next week and so may not be able to participate in the forum very much myself. I will try to catch up when I have time, but please be patient if I'm not around for a few days. So that's it for this week. Have a great week and keep on shooting. Bye-bye.
This has been a Martin Bailey Photography Podcast.